Here's Brett Bowen with This Week in Auburn Softball.
And this week in Auburn softball, the Tigers gear up for their first SEC series of the season as Auburn heads to Missouri this weekend for a three-game series. We welcome in Auburn head coach Mickey Dean. Coach, War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Coach, unfortunately, we're keeping the season trend of having to reschedule games this week with the weather, but that gives your team an extra day of prep and a chance to get ready for the road. How do you spend this week now with the cancellation of the Troy game?
Well, you know, it gives us a little more time for video and to talk about the team we're playing this coming weekend rather than, you know, two teams. So, for me, I'd rather be playing, but that's what we'll use our time for. And we'll give them a midweek day off. Rather than taking yesterday off, we'll give them a midweek day off and let them relax a little bit.
Before we dive into Missouri, let's take a look back at last week. Good weekend for your club, 5-0 on the weekend. Coach, just your takeaways as you played some of your best softball.
Well, it's just so many exciting things, you know, so many people to talk about. And that's the exciting part, is just so many people to talk about. And, you know, I thought our pitchers did a nice job. I thought our defense, even when we made mistakes, recovered extremely well and made big plays. And then offense, of course, coming up with big hits after big hits after big hits. And, you know, I think when you put it all together and you put that many games together like that, it was exciting to watch. It really was. It was fun.
Well, let's start with the obvious in Maddie Pinta. She's been named SEC Pitcher of the Week and the NFC National Pitcher of the Week. Well-deserved, another perfect game for her, and she's pitched four consecutive shutouts now in a row. Coach, just how do you put this week into words and how she continues to perform week in and week out?
Well, you know, there's a couple of things about Maddie. One is people don't understand how hard she works, you know, and she threw – those shutouts, and she shows up at practice and she says, "Coach, what do you want me to do today?" And I'm saying, "Take off, run 2, 3, 4 miles, whatever." And you know, she works hard. It's not given to her. She earns it. The second thing is she understands how important her team is and the plays that they make behind her and the runs that they score and how hard they're working. And there's a real appreciation there. You don't always get that. People think that's natural. It's not. And so it's nice to see our pitchers appreciate our position players and our position players appreciate our pitchers. And that's kind of special.
Well, Coach, I had a list of players that I was going to ask you about, but you said there were so many players to mention. Who are the first players that stick out to you when thinking back to last weekend?
Well, you know, just Isis Tresvick and her defense. Yeah. I mean, gosh, I don't know how many big plays she made. Balls over the fence.
Is that 2 weeks in a row, right?
I don't know. I just call her Angel. I don't even call her Isis anymore. I just say Angel because she's our angel in the outfield. And,
that's awesome.
You know, she's come up and thrown runners out at first, thrown runners out at home. Yeah. Just big play after big play. And then, of course, Michaela Packer, who is the general out there, you know, and really – makes things work in that outfield and the communication with the infield. And then she comes up with some big hits, the grand slam, the walk-off grand slam. You know, you got C-Mac, who's our leadoff, yeah, and doing a wonderful job there. And here's your leadoff, your starting left fielder, and yet you have Abby Smith, who comes in as a defensive specialist, who makes plays and, like, wow. And yeah, it's just a whole effort thing. You know, behind the plate, you've got two catchers right now who have done a wonderful job just really communicating with their pitchers.
Yeah.
A lot of times I'd have to call time out to get the catcher to go talk to our pitchers or talk to the infield. They've gotten that down a little bit better, and they take control, and that's a good thing. They've made big plays at home, whether it's picking a ball and throwing a runner out at first or making a big tag or throwing a runner out at second. Just a lot of big plays. Amelia has played some really nice plays at first base defensively. and then, of course, with her big hits. But yet, here again, we bring Ax in for defense at the end of the game. Mm-hmm. And she does a wonderful job, does a great job. Rose, who's doing a terrific job in a nine spot, and then comes up defensively and turns some double plays and throws a big runner out at home, and we end up winning the ball game 1-0. Nell, big hits, big plays, line drives. I don't know, Stretch Armstrong. I don't know where those arms came from. just making big plays. And then Anna Waller's had a heck of a week offensively. And then, you know, she was scooping those things up left and right over. Looked like a vacuum cleaner. And then, of course, our pitching staff. They came in, they did their jobs. And wasn't always perfect, but, you know, they did it. And then you talk about our coaching staff. You know, Coach Carasone has really gotten the hitters bought into forgetting, kind of washing it away, and just it being about next pitch. It sounds easy to focus about the quality of your bat instead of the outcome. That's a maturity thing. And I know she talks about it all the time with the hitters so that they don't continue to carry that baggage. Mm-hmm. And she's got her hitters in a really good spot right now where they don't carry that baggage, and it's all about the next pitch. And again, it sounds so easy, but hitting can become very mental and very emotional. And I think that's why you're seeing successes that you're seeing offensively. Coach Lenti doing a great job with the offensive strategy, you know. Hannah with our catchers, mm-hmm. That's already extremely noticeable. You know, it takes a village, right? And I could go on and on. We have a great staff. We have great kids. Even our kids that come in, you know, for whether it's to DP or pinch hit, such as Mariah or Chaley, Melena coming in to pitch. So you asked the question. I told you there was a bunch. And I could go on all day, whether it's our staff or whether it's our players. But that's fun. That's fun. And now our big challenge begins again with conference play.
I may ask that question every week. That was an incredible answer.
They're just working hard.
Sure.
You know, they're working hard and really proud of them. And not just the players, but the coaching staff as well. You know, we got some kids behind the scene that show up every day. Don't get a penny. Well, they're even here over spring break. We're on our spring break right now. We got kids that have stuck around to help out with our practices. And that's pretty amazing. And I'm so appreciative of all of them.
Well, you mentioned maturity, and I immediately think of Michaela Packer and all that she's been through in the last two seasons. You know, she hit her first career walk-off grand slam home run this weekend. It's been 2 years, Coach, since mm-hmm. she's hit a home run. How has she shown resilience week in and week out, Coach?
You know, the things we don't talk about, okay, we just don't talk about it. Everybody's like, what's wrong with her? What's she da-da-da-da? You know, this kid's been playing hurt for 2 years.
Yeah.
She's been playing hurt for 2 years, and now she's healthy. And what she's doing is who she is. But if you could imagine, you know, with her injury, there are players in the pros who might take 6 months off. She never had that luxury, and she didn't want to take it off because she wanted to be there for her teammates. And we have other players, you know, that needed time off, but – hey, they got to play through it, and they're going to play through it for their teammates. And we don't talk about those things. Our staff, we let them know how much we appreciate them. But in public, we don't talk about those things. And but, you know, now you're getting to see some kids who are healthy. And Michaela's healthy, and she's special to watch.
In the circle, Annabelle Wiedra, she retired 16 straight for you this weekend and also saw a career-high 3 innings from Melena Tambora as well, mm-hmm. Coach. How can their roles expand as you get into SEC play coming up?
Well, you know, Annabelle played a big part last year.
Yeah.
I mean, huge part last year. And she's just continuing that. And, you know, on Sunday, I knew she was tired. I could look in her face, and she says, "I'm gonna give it a go. I'm gonna go out there." And we appreciate that her valiant effort. But it's nice to have somebody step in. And Milena came in. She got ahead of hitters, and then she forced them to hit her pitch. And we felt as though if we played good defense behind her, we would be okay. And she got ground ball after ground ball after ground ball, and we made the plays. And then it enabled us to bring Shelby in late to face their lefties, and we were able to shut them down. You know, I think we gave up the back-to-back innings early in the game where we gave up 3 runs and a 1 run, and then we didn't give up anything else the rest of the game. And that was huge because it gave our offense an opportunity. And sometimes that's all you're looking for is an opportunity. And it gave our offense an opportunity to go out and win the ball game.
Improving every single week, that's important this time of year, Coach, as you get ready for SEC play this weekend. Just your overall thoughts on this year's Southeastern Conference and the competition you'll be facing.
It's as tough as I've ever seen it.
Yeah.
You know, we were looking at the schedule, and out of our 24 games, we play 21 games of teams just at the SEC, who are ranked above us.
Yeah.
You know, in the polls. And you know what polls are. They're opinions, but still, that's people's opinion. And so we're going to go play. We're going to go play, and we're going to take it one pitch at a time, one game at a time. Win, lose, or draw, we're going to step back, take a deep breath, evaluate, and move on to the next game. We're not going to hold on to stuff. And I think this team is very capable of that. And you know, it's a wonderful thing, a great thing to play in one of the toughest conferences and play one of the toughest games that you can play. And it's not always about your physical, it's about your mental. And if we can keep a hold of those things and stay tight to each other, we'll see what happens.
I know spring break is always a little different for the average softball player and baseball player in the SEC. Does that come at a good time, though, this year, with it being the first week of SEC play for your team?
I don't know. You know?
It changes year to year.
It does. Yeah. It does. And so my biggest thing is we try to keep our routines as close to the vest and the same for athletes as possible. Because I think sometimes you can get too far off the track, and all of a sudden they lose their routine. They may not like it sometimes. They may like to sleep an extra 2 hours or whatever, but athletes need that routine. Their body is used to it, and so that's really what we work on.
Traditionally for Auburn, Missouri is a tough place to play, place that hosted a super regional not that long ago. Just your thoughts on playing there and the scout on the Missouri Tigers.
Yeah, it's a tough place to play. You know, all three games last year were close, very close. All of our games with them have always been close. They're swinging the bats. You know, they got a really good lineup. They swing at 1 through 9. They got two or three pitchers that have been shutting people down. I think they've won 16 out of their last 17 or something like that. It's a good team. It's coached well. It's the SEC, and it's going to be on the road. I think every team here on campus, team sport-wise, understand what it's like to play on the road. And so you just mentally you have to be sharp.
And, Coach, you mentioned they're a well-coached team. You and Coach Larissa Anderson, you two go back a ways. How far back does that friendship go, and how fun is it to coach against a friend?
I don't know how far it goes, but 15 years, 20 yeah. years, I don't know. It goes a ways back. And, you know, I remember when Larissa was the assistant at Hofstra with Bill Edwards. And, you know, he's a Hall of Famer, so she learned from one of the best in the business. And then she became the head coach. And I remember when the, you know, she was being courted for some positions, and she called, and, you know, I was like, it's up to you. You know, if you're ready for it, go. It's tough when you leave places that you've been for 5, 10, 15 years. And she'd been at Hofstra for quite a while. And she's done a great job at Missouri. She really has. So, yeah, we're going to go there. We're going to battle it out, and then we're going to hug at the end and go home.
Well, Coach, appreciate it, and hope you have safe travels this week. Hope you have a good weekend of softball. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
For Tigers head coach Mickey Dean, I'm Britt Bowen. That'll do it for this week in Auburn softball.